You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here are the top headlines of the week from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. The most awaited initial public offering of the year, Tata Technologies Limited, opened for subscription this week on November 22nd and closed on Friday, November 24th. Tata Technologies IPO subscription status on day two was 14.85 times. The retail investors portion was subscribed 11.19 times. NII portion was subscribed 31.03 times and qualified institutional buyers portion was booked 8.55 times. Employee portion has been subscribed 2.36 times. Portion reserved for the shareholder has been booked 20.02 times. The IPO has created a record of attracting the highest number of applications on its issue among private sector companies. Tata Technologies IPO till only the second day of its issues had overtaken major private companies such as Zomato, Reliance Power, Nykaa and others. In some more market news, the Indian Railways is poised to add 200 to 250 new trains annually, in addition to the 400 to 450 Vande Bharat trains slated for inclusion in the coming years. Railway stocks have surged by as much as 32% in the past month, accompanied by a more than tenfold rise in average trading volumes. In response to the escalating passenger numbers attributed to population growth, the Indian Railways has unveiled a robust plan to introduce an additional 3,000 trains over the next 4 to 5 years. This strategic move, articulated by Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw, aims to augment the current annual passenger capacity from 800 crore to 1,000 crore. Meanwhile, Vaishnaw this week also asked all social media platforms to present their plan of action within the next 10 days to curb the growing menace of deepfakes and other misuse of AI-generated technologies. The minister, who earlier in the day held a meeting with all the platforms, which included the likes of Google, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Snapchat, Telegram, industry body NASSCOM and several AI academicians, said that their inputs would be incorporated by the government in framing new regulations that may impose penalties on both creator and platform hosting deepfakes. The platforms have been asked to present their plans on 4 pillars: detection of deepfakes and misinformation, how to prevent the spread of misinformation, how to strengthen reporting mechanisms and increasing awareness. Over to banking. Public sector lenders State Bank of India and Bank of Baroda has received encouraging response from customers for the central bank digital currency or digital rupee. Country's largest lender has recorded over 900,000 transactions from 400,000 lakh users since December 1st last year. The number of CBDC users for Bank of Baroda has reached 250,000. Balaji Rajgopalan, Chief Technology Officer, SBI, on the sidelines of banking conference FIBAC 2023 organized by FICCI, said that the pilot of CBDC has been successful. They have 900,000 plus transactions from December 1st last year and have onboarded over 40,000 merchants. Moving on, Honasa Consumer, the parent company of the popular beauty and personal care brand Mamaearth, witnessed a remarkable 20% surge in its shares, reaching ₹422.5 per share on November 23rd. This surge follows the company's impressive Q2 financial results, which revealed a doubling of net profit to ₹30 crore. Jefferies, a leading financial services firm, responded positively to Honasa Consumer's Q2 performance and reiterated a buy rating on the stock. The brokerage firm has set a target of ₹530 per share, indicating a substantial 25% upside from the current levels. In addition to the buy rating, Jefferies has also upgraded its earnings per share estimates on Honasa Consumer stock by 5-6%. Next up, money matters. Credit card spends rose 38.3% year-on-year to an all-time high of ₹1.8 trillion in October, aided by strong festival season spends. The 38.3% year-on-year growth witnessed in October was the highest in 9 months. Spends rose 25.4% month-on-month, which is the highest in 2 years. Spend per card rose nearly 16% year-on-year to an all-time high of ₹18,898 in October. It rose 23.2% month-on-month. BankBazaar.com Chief Executive Officer Adil Shetty said, quote, "We have seen two big use cases. Around 65% of credit card spends occur online. The ticket sizes online tend to be much higher than the average," unquote. He added that features like no-cost EMI have also gained traction in recent times. Sam Altman, who was fired by the OpenAI board on Friday last week, dramatically returned as the CEO this week. His return at OpenAI took place a day after his appointment at Microsoft, where he was to lead a new advanced AI research team. While Nadella had confirmed Altman's hiring, Altman himself had posted about it, saying, quote, "Satya and my top priority remains to ensure OpenAI continues to thrive," unquote. A day after his shocking return, Altman sacked the entire OpenAI board that fired him last week. The board that ousted the OpenAI co-founder has been completely replaced. The only exception of Altman's push, Quora CEO Adam D'Angelo. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.